make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. That's right. It's hard to sing with me sometimes. Amen. That's right. Thank God. You say, what notes you on? Whatever comes out. Praise God. Amen. That's right. The Lord's faithful. Amen. Thank God. I appreciate y'all, brothers, playing this morning. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. I like that bass up there. Amen. Them guitars and banjos and mandolins and all the goodness. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
He's been so good to me.
Amen.
The whole month of December I was sick.
Yes, ma'am.
And I look back. I had friends that her and her husband both passed away within just an hour or so from COVID.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank God how good God was taking.
Amen. Amen.
I've had her problems. I'm diabetic. But still, he was good.
God is. Yes, right. Amen.
And I will thank you this morning for all of
us. Amen.
Thank you for my church family for the prayers.
Yes, yes.
I couldn't have made it without you.
Bless our Lord.
God's been so good to us.
Amen. Amen.
So many places that they're shutting down. They don't even have church service.
I know, that's right.
And I'm thankful that we're able to come here.
Amen.
And I'm really thankful we've got a preacher that preaches the word.
God help us.
And I just want to tell all of you, I love you.
Amen, sister. Amen. God
just
bless you.
Continue to pray for us.
Amen.
I still ain't got all my strength back.
Amen.
I get tired really easy, but God knows.
Amen. Yes.
And he'll work it out in his time.
God, yes, that's right. Amen.
And I just want to thank him this morning for his love, his mercy.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. You just had a birthday, didn't you?
Yesterday.
When was it?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Amen.
74 years old.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
God's been good to me.
Amen. He has. Amen. Amen to God. Well, thank the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. We're living in unusual days, but I'm glad God's God. Amen. Daniel chapter 6, if you got a Bible, and look with me in a few verses here. I just preach a little bit on this. I just ask God to help me this morning to say some things and encourage you. The Bible said, and please dares to set over the kingdom 120 princes. That should be over the whole kingdom and over these three presidents whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because of the excellent spirit that was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And we know the record here, how them that was also in that crowd, amen, they wanted to find fault in Daniel. The Bible said, verse 4, amen, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not. They could find none occasion nor fault. For as much was as he was faithful, neither was there any error fault found in him. What a testimony. Amen. They was looking for something on him. They could find plenty on us probably. Amen. I testify myself about that. Amen. Not many, a whole lot in the Bible here. Amen. I think about Joseph. He was a type. If you want to use a type of Christ and some of the things Joseph went through, I see Joseph, amen, mightily used of God. And he fled, thank God, Potiphar's wife. And he thank God, was an upright man. Amen. He went through a lot of troubles and trials. But I thank Joseph, thank God's testimony. Amen. Surely did stand out. I think about Daniel's testimony here. Amen. Went into Babylon, thank God, as a captive. Amen. in, thank God, Jews living in Babylon, these Hebrews that God put his hand on and used. And I will say this, I'm not afraid this morning. I'm not living in fear. I'm not wondering what, thank God, the next step they're going to do. Amen. I know they're going to do whatever God allows them to do. And I know that. And I'm telling you this morning, amen, Daniel, thank God, lived in Babylon. He lived under, my friend, their rules, even though he was, thank God, under the rule of God. Amen. You can live for God in a far country, in a strange country. And we are strangers, according to the scripture. We're not citizens of that. We are citizens, but we're citizens of another world. And our God's our God. Amen. We don't serve false gods. We're not under the God of this world. We're under the God of heaven. And find here in Daniel, they looking for him. No doubt they thought, how can we find fault in him? But they didn't find no fault in him. His testimony sure was above approach. And they said, well, I like verse 5. They said, if we find any occasion against this Daniel, we'll have to find against him concerning the law of his God. Amen. They seen Daniel live for God. They seen Daniel had within him, thank God, a holy life. Daniel, thank God, had a holy conversation. And they did say this about him. They said he had an excellent spirit. Amen. That meant that his spirit, thank God, was controlled by God himself. And Daniel was a testimony in that day. I'm telling you this. Thank God, I don't know what's going to take place in this country, and you don't neither. God does. He's in charge of it. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I realize that a lot of people, my friend, are worrying in this day and hour what's going to happen next. But I'm telling you, thank God, if you'll set your affection on things above and not things here on earth, it'll help you. It'll help you get through some trials you're going through. It'll help me, thank God. Know, thank God, who's in charge of this thing this morning. Amen. I worry sometimes, and I ought not. But my worrying most time ain't on Joel. It's more concerned about what's going to happen, thank God, in this world. There's my grandchildren being raised in it. But I'm reminded by God that they can set their hope in God as well as I can set my hope in God. I read Psalm 78 this morning in my Bible reading, and they said, thank God, show the praise of God to the next generation, that they might see the power, the strength of God, and they might thank God, my friend, set their hope in God. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, brethren, listen, Daniel, thank God, had a record, thank God, of no reproach. They could not find one thing wrong with him, unless they felt something wrong with his God. Amen. And what a good testimony in a strange land. In fact, in chapter 1, he had done purpose in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat or the king's wine. I remember when they wanted to put him to test, and Daniel said, you can give us pulse and water, and we'll eat and drink that. And you can sit at the king's table, and ten days later, they brought him out. And they said they 10 times better off, amen, than that crowd that ate from the king's table. And I'm going to tell you this morning, friend, it does matter. Thank God, where you eat at, amen. I tell you, we live in a day and time now that you can't figure out, amen, but by what they say, whether Christians or not, amen, listen, there'll be some fruit in a man's life if he's born again. There'll be a desire in his soul, in his spirit, if he's been born again. He can't get away from it. It's in him. Amen. There's something in that man that's been saved. Thank God, it's got the Holy Ghost, and he's got a desire for God, and he has a hunger for the things of God. And I find in this day that most people, thank God, my friend, have a profession, but there's never no desire. They saying, thank God, they go into heaven when they die, but they don't live no heaven here. Amen. There'll be some life living change here. Hey, friend, can I tell you this? Amen. Listen, I meant to bring in a dirty rag this morning and show it to you and say, could you change this? And you say, no, I can't do nothing for it. I can put it in the washing machine. Amen. I can do all the works I can, but it ain't going to make it new. God didn't change your rag. He gave you a new one. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, he's in the business of changing. Thank God, what was and making things new, all things new. Amen. If it's new, it means it's new. Amen. And God saves a man, he gives him
him a new life. Hey, he don't have no past life. Hey, man, friend, that's in the eyes of God. Hey, can you get a hold of that? Hey, God said he know no man by the flesh. Hey, friend, the wrong with the Baptist church. They don't believe God today. They still want to hold on to the past. Amen. Bring up things of the past. But God don't know you before today. Amen. He knows you, thank God, before you was born. But far as in the actions of God, the will of God, and the what God did, thank God. Amen. He made you new the day you got saved. And that's the day you began to live. That's the day, thank God, God sees you. Amen. Friend, if he didn't, amen, you wouldn't be a new creature. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the whole thing. It's being in Christ. It ain't, my friend, what you do. It's who you in. Amen. It's because of who you in. That changes the way you live. But out there, that's friend. Hey, God, if somebody said, I don't know if I'll make it. I've done a lot of bad things. Friend, it ain't based on that. It's based on who you in. Amen. You're in Christ. Hey, you can't let the devil beat you down about your past. Thank God if you're in, thank God you're in. And life began at the salvation experience. Amen. That's right. That's what he meant by that verse. He said, we know no man after the flesh. We don't know nobody after the flesh. We know him after the Spirit. That's right. Praise God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're new in Christ. Amen. Thank God. That's right, friend. Listen, I was a wicked, dirty, rotten, dirt man, my friend, before God saved me. And can I tell you this? Amen. Without Christ, I'm still the same dirty, old, rotten man. Amen. I'm still, listen, I still got an Adamic nature. Amen. That's right. You still got an Adamic nature. You don't have, my friend. Amen. Thank God. You wasn't born with a holy nature. You was born with a sinful nature. Amen. You say, wonder how Daniel, thank God, could live like that without the inward dwelling of the Holy Ghost like you got, Chris. Amen. To stand up and testify this morning. Amen. And give God thanks. And you're going to have to testify. Amen. Because a new creature. Amen. I like what Brother Mitchell said. Amen. He said, I'm supposed to be. And the man said to him, he said, I'm supposed to be a new creature. He said, that's inside. Amen. That's where you're new inside. Amen. I'm not new outside. You still look the same. Amen. I still look the same. Amen. We're still the same on the outward side. Amen. We have an Adamic nature. In fact, that's what the flesh is. It's the nature of Adam. And friend, it still sins. Amen. Can I give you this? I know you don't believe it, but it's true. Hey, God, in that Adamic nature, you're as sinful as you ever have been. That's right. You'll still do what Adam did. You'll still do what Joel did. You'll still do what, amen, you did. Unless you have a Holy Ghost in you. That's the Holy Ghost is greater than the old nature. The new nature is greater than the old. Hey, God, you don't put new wine in old bottles. Amen. That burst. Hey, God, you put new wine in new bottles. Amen. Listen, friend. I'm new all the way through. In the eyes of God. God sees me as he sees his son. Can you get that? Thank God. You'd jump a pew, thank God, if you got it. Amen. God sees me as he sees his son. He sees his son holy, perfect. Amen. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, I'm not trying to be saved. I am saved. Thank God, I'm not trying, my friend. Thank God to live for God. He's a living through me. Amen. Sometimes I don't yield to him. And sometimes I sin. And sometimes I do. Amen. What Adam does. Amen. That means he sins. That means he took the tree out not to. But I'm telling you, thank God there's a voice. As he said this morning. Thank God if you say there's a voice. It says you ought not done that. Or art thou Adam? Amen. Where you at? Thank God your fellowship. I'm Daniel, friend. Are you listening? Daniel, thank God. My friend, listen. He had a good testimony. Amen. Thank God. He had a testimony that they couldn't find nothing wrong with him. Amen. That's right. Thank God it's a good testimony. Notice if you were in the scripture here. In verse 6, then these presidents, princes assembled together, got to the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes and the councils and the captains, they have consulted together, establish a royal statue. As you notice, the people, my friend, that's always together, always the high authorities, amen, the officials, amen, them that's all got to be in the same club, amen. Listen, amen. He said the presidents and the governors and the princes and the councils and the captains, everybody was in authority. That's who it was. Amen. Listen, they can say all they want to. Amen. The government can say all they want to. I'm subject to the law of God. I'm subject to what God said. He is the high power and the higher power. Amen. Thank God. Peter said we ought to obey God rather than men. Amen. Thank God. Friend, I'm telling you, they wasn't holding signs out in front of the courthouse protesting. That ain't no good anyhow. Amen, friend. Thank God there's a praying, amen. There's a doing what God said. The church never put on boxing gloves to try to fight the enemy. They prayed to the God of heaven that could take care of the enemy. Hey, friend, we missed the boat. We forgot God, tried to figure it out ourselves. It'll not work. I'm telling you, do what he says. Amen. Live like he says. It'll all pan out. Amen. Notice this here, the presidents, he said they made a royal statue and made a fake, a firm decree. Verse 7, that whosoever shall ask the petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, and he shall be cast into den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign this writing. Sign this writing. Notice this, and it not be changed according to the law of Medes and Persians, at which altered not. Amen. Not like verse 10, glory to God, I think I'm going to jump. Amen. Listen, you better get in on this. It'll help you in the days ahead. Amen. Notice what he's saying to you. When Daniel knew that the writing had been signed, he knew he put his name to it. Daniel knew that. Notice his. He went into his house. Amen. And his windows being opened toward a chamber toward his thank Jerusalem. Can I say this? Thank God the window was open toward home. Amen. That's right. Thank God our window is open toward home. Thank God. This earth ain't our home. This world ain't our home. Amen. The world ain't our home. I want to tell you, the world's not our home. Thank God the window wasn't open toward Babylon. It wasn't open, my friend, toward any place else. It was open up toward home. Amen. Hey, thank God we got a God of heaven. Thank God this morning he's got his window open. Amen. He's got his ears open. Thank God. I'm telling you, when Daniel, thank God, went back to the house, he didn't have, thank God, nervous hands. Amen. He said, my window's open. He didn't stop and think what he ought to do. He done what he always did. Amen. Thank God you're going to do what you always did. Amen. That's right. I understand people have problems. I got them myself. I've declared a heart disease. Amen. Thank God. But I'm telling you, I understand them things. I understand being smart and careful. But I don't understand why in the world we don't believe the God of heaven. Why can't we trust him? Why can't we live for him? Amen. You think if I die today that it would be a surprise to God? Oh no, friend. Before the world began, he had a day as an unborn. And a day I was going to die. Amen. I believe that. Where you get it, preacher? The book of Job said there's boundaries. There's days, months, years before us. I don't know how long I'm going to live, and you don't neither. Amen. Listen, friend. Brother Sheet said, amen. Somebody asked him, how long did he have to live? And he said, it's in God's hand. Amen. I said, you ought to ask them back how long they got to live. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Nobody knows how long in this life, but I can tell you how long I'm going to live. I'm going to live forever, amen. And I'm telling you, that's forever, eternal life that God gave his own children, amen. Thank God. Notice this here, what he said. He said, I love this here. And he opened his chamber towards Jerusalem, and he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Amen. Thank God he got on his knees. Amen. And he done it up three times. Amen. Probably prayed like his. The Jews would lift their hands up. Amen. And pray. And he got on his knees and prayed. Thank God. I'm going to tell you what you better find yourself doing. I better find yourself praying. saying. Listen, I don't say this in belittling the fact of the authority that God allowed to be in this country, but there's a higher authority in Him, and I ain't worried about it. And I'm going to do what I always done. I'm going to preach what I've always preached. I'm going to pray to what I always prayed. Amen. I'm just going to stay with it. I ain't going to think about it. I don't think about it. Amen. I just go ahead and do what I feel like God wants me to do. Amen. And God, somebody said, you can't say that. I stood in a public high school one time, Easter Way in high school, when I used to sub. Amen. Thank God I went under that chorus class. God have mercy. Had about 40 kids in there. And they said, we got every sub teacher. Brother Wade knows this. Thank God you show a video. Amen. Hey, you don't have to teach nothing. Just make them quiet and make them watch the video. And they had a little old video there that day. And I cut it off and said, everybody ought to watch this video. And they would cut up and mess. Thank God would not listen. Amen. I gave them the best talk I could give them. Amen. Without a smiling. Amen. It made a few of them listen. But the rest of them still wanted to cut up. And I said, I got something I want to say. And they all looked up. I said it boldly and loud. And I said, I want to tell y'all about Jesus. Amen. I got talking about Jesus. And they said this. They said, you can't do that here. I said, I'm doing it. Amen. And I did do it for about 5 minutes. I mean, I told them about being saved. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Nobody ever called me and told me I couldn't. And if they had, it'd been fine. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God I prayed with them. They said, we don't do that. I said, well, just bow your head anyhow. You don't have to listen. I'm going to pray. Amen. I can't listen, friend. We've lived so long. Thank God scared to death. Live with her. Listen. Thank God the boldness. Where's boldness? I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about foolishness. I'm talking about just doing what God says. Amen. You don't have to be a crazy about it. But thank God you can be thank God bold about it in your spirit. Thank God somebody might listen. It might help somebody. Amen. That's right. He went and prayed. He didn't care what they had signed. He didn't even think about it. Amen. Amen. We're thinking word to death today. He said, well, we might go to jail. Well, we might. I don't know. Why do we want to live on easy street? That's the problem. We've had it made. We've got money in our pocket. We got a car to drive. We got padded pews. Amen. We've got piano playing, bass playing. That's good. Thank God. I like it. Amen. And guitars and mandolins and banjo. And we've been highly blessed in the sanctuary. Amen. We've been highly blessed here. Amen. I saw the other day when I was talking to somebody, Brother Robert, and I said, there's probably at least 15 men in the church and probably more than that. I wasn't naming them or counting them, but I just said there's probably at least 15 men. Ain't God to stand up behind the pulpit and give a sound message from the scripture. Amen. You don't find that many places. I ain't comparing myself. That's foolish. But I'm just saying that we've been highly blessed. Highly blessed the good Sunday school teachers by each of the ladies that teach. Amen. They ain't, thank God, going off on some tangent something. Thank God they ain't dressed ungodly. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. They teaching the word of God to them. Amen. We've been highly blessed. Amen. But listen, when we get in our car, we go to a pretty nice house. Amen. Get a good meal. Amen. That's right. We come here. Amen. We listen to a man preach, hear some good singing. Thank God. We go back to our house. Amen. Nobody's bothering us really. Amen. Listen, friend. Why in the book of Hebrews 11 says they lived in caves. They lived, my friend, in listen. They didn't have, Jesus said, I don't even have a place to lay my head. Amen. Listen. All the apostles were martyred, but John. Amen. Listen. What about the early church suffering persecution? What about James being killed with the sword? No, I don't want that. I don't want to face that. I'm being honest with you. But I'm telling you, the only way the church is going to get right, I don't know where it's going. I don't know what God's doing. But He'll purge it. He'll cut the limbs off. Thank God it might bear more fruit. Can I give you this? I thank God you're here. I'd like to see the pews packed. But God don't have to have a whole lot. God don't have to have a big number. My friend, that's falseness. I don't think being succeeding in churches is because you got a big number. Well, go ahead and tell Osteen that he's got more success than anybody because he's the biggest church in America. Amen. Listen, friend, are you hearing me? And he's a spiritual cheerleader. Amen. Maybe we need that every 1,000 years, but it ain't in this 1,000. Amen. But I'm telling you this, it ain't built on that. It ain't built on programs. It ain't built, my friend. I ain't got on our way. It's built on him. And that's where it's at. And that's what keeps you. And when you get down and you go through trial, my friend, listen, the only thing that holds you up, ain't God, is a rock that you're standing on. Amen. Right. Notice this. Verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying, make a supplication for his God. I don't have time to read the whole chapter, but I will read this. They threw him in with the lions. Remember that? They come found him. I don't never find him trying to fight them or get away from them. Not one thing. Why are we so into that? I think we ought to defend ourselves and defend our family if somebody's trying to hurt us physically. But why are we so into the day that we've got to fight everybody? Why is people going out all these protests and protesting all this stuff? That ain't worth nothing. Go to your prayer room and pray. Leave it in the hand of God. That's the will of God. Independent Baptists, they preach that stuff, and I don't know what my label is. Amen. I know I'm in an independent church because we're on self, gun, and body, but I'm telling you some of this stuff. Amen. We need to knock them upside the head and things like that. I don't find that. In fact, when Peter took the sword out, amen, and cut Malchus' ear off, Jesus told him to put it up. Amen. He put the ear back on the enemy. Amen. I'm down your friend. Amen. I know it ain't popular preaching, but it's all right. And I don't, and listen, I won't go ahead and say, I don't care how many guns we have in here. I wouldn't care if everybody had 3 of them. Amen. If somebody comes in here wanting to shoot them. Amen. Hey God, but I'm telling you, that's them provoking it. Amen. I'm not going to go on the front step. Amen. And take a shotgun and shoot it in there. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, if they want to provoke it, thank God, well, I got to defend myself. But I ain't looking for trouble. And I ain't out here, praise God. Amen. Trying to find trouble. Thank God, trouble always comes anyhow. But the biggest trouble I have, thank God, ain't with the outside, it's with inside me. Amen. That's right. You know what James did? James got killed with the sword. Amen. That's right. History says it. Don't say it in the Bible. History says the people that carried him, thank God, to the execution, amen, got saved. Paul and Silas are stoned in a Philippian jail. You want to take a whip? I thought about that, about this being whipped. I mean, just take a whip and get whipped. 39 lashes of a whip on your back. Laying in a Philippian jail. A jail in Philippi. In stocks. In inner stocks. You've got your hands and you got your feet stocked down. Amen. And listen. Amen. They didn't say, well, we need to get this guy here and whoop him. Amen. Oh, no, friend. Thank God. They said, brother, we need to sing a little bit. And they sang praises and prayed to God. Amen. That's right. Praise God. They sang praises and prayed to God. Thank God. What happened? God sent an earthquake, shook the whole place. You know why? We ain't seeing no revival no more. No stirring to God, we ain't praying. Amen. Amen. Right. My talent ain't worth a dime. My gift of preaching, unless it's in the spirit of God and the love of God, it ain't but a tinkling cymbal. That's all it is. Praise God, I'd soon somebody else get up here. God have mercy. Daniel wasn't doing that to be seen. That's just the way he lived. He didn't say, well, here comes some Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I think I'll live different. I got to show my religious way about. That's silly. Hypocrisy. And we all got a touch of it. Hypocrisy means that we do have a little religious play acting. Hear me? I get along with people this who are self, even if they're not what I really like, but I know what they are. Than I do a wolf in sheep's clothing. Amen. I'd rather be around a sheep that's got dirt on it than a wolf with a clean sheep suit on. And I'll tell you what they did. They threw him in there, brethren. And the Bible said that night, Miss Kayla, that God's angel come and shut the mouth of them lies. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. You imagine being thrown into with the lions, and amen, they're growling, and they look at that man being thrown in. When he gets thrown in, all of a sudden, they can't open their mouth. That's what happened. They couldn't open their mouth. Amen. They stopped the mouth of the lion. Amen. I'm just saying that's what the book says. Amen. And here's old, thank God, the king. Amen. He worried all night about it, couldn't sleep. Amen. He didn't listen. He knew. He said to Daniel, he said, I know the God that thou servest. He'll deliver thee. He'll deliver thee. I'm honest as I can be with you. I ask myself a lot of questions. And I know I get up and preach the word of God. And I'll tell you what, I want to see God do some delivering. I want God, amen, I want to see God stop the lion's mouth. And you know the record, you read Daniel 6, the king come that morning, got up that morning and said, oh, Daniel, he said, live on, king. He said, I'm here. The Lord sent his angel to stop the mouth of the lions. They couldn't eat him. They couldn't devour him. Son, there's some things that can't happen to me. It can't happen to me. There's some things that can't happen to me, glory to God. And I will say this, nothing can happen to me unless God permits it to happen to me. That's exactly right, praise God. Amen. Thank God. I'm his possession. I'm telling you that. And I'm telling you this. Thank God. I tell you, this is gruesome in here. Amen. Somebody can't hardly stomach it because of what it says, because that wouldn't be the way their God is supposed to be. But the Bible said, thank God, the king, listen. Amen. The king was exceeding glad for him and commanded they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Why? Because he believed in his God. So that's just general talk. Yeah, it is. Unless it gets real in your heart, it is. How many times have we said to somebody, just trust the Lord or believe God? It was good words. They're true words. They're general words that people say. But I'm telling you what, it is hard to do. There's some things in my mind right now when I pray every time. My flesh is saying, are you really meaning that? Are you really meaning that? Huh? You know good and well what God might do if you mean that. He'll cut some of your things you like in the flesh out. Amen. You all have battles with it. You know you do.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Amen. The problem with us, thank God, is we don't want to believe God. When you say, God, I'm going to trust you, say, well, don't tell me what to do. I'll do what my will is. I'll shut the mouth of the lies and he believe me. If you can get some people to believe God, you'll see something done in the house of God. Amen. See that verse I was going to read it. Brother Keith didn't ever get to it this morning. He taught a good lesson on the Holy Ghost, but notice this, and I'm through. I'm going to finish. He said this, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ had not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. So that from Jerusalem and around about Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. I've seen the gospel get in hearts of people, getting their heart and change them. Notice this here. Yea, I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. In other words, I ain't wanting to take somebody else's people. Where that man there built that foundation, that's what the problem is. You got a territory in this thing. You got a territory in it. You got a territory. Jonathan, you got a territory. It includes your wife and son and anything God gives you. That's right. Little Keith, you got a territory. That's what God gives you and your family. You got a territory. Amen. You got a territory. Here's the thing. We all got one, but we must not get in one another's. We must let the Holy Ghost guide you to do what you got to do. Joe Catanese and Joel Heights, two different people, but we're in the same body. He's got a part in the body like I got a part in the body. That's right. If he's got the gift to pray for the sick, then let him do it. Don't try to take his gift. Let him do it. If you got a gift, thank God, to be an exhorter, then be it. Why should the hand say that I'm not needed because I'm not the foot? Amen. You got a part in the body. You got a part in the body. I told Susan, I told Robert, and some of these has been raised in this church. And God's gifted them to exhort the people of God through testimony. That's right. That's right. That's their territory. That's God's work in their life. Everything edifies the one body. God puts you in here to edify the one body. God put me here to edify the one body. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't have to get up and do it. Unless God gives me the liberty to do it. There's other people who can preach in here. There's other people who can teach in here. There's other people who can sing in here. It ain't about Joel Hyde. I'd be glad to sit down right now and praise God somebody preached a hide off my back. It wouldn't bother me. I've told Chris, Danny, all these boys. I've told men. I ain't got even women. You've got a word of testimony, testify. If you got a word from the Lord, got something preached in you, thank God. Come here and say, I got something on my heart. I'd say, all right, get up and do it. This is a body, friend. This ain't a one-man show. This is the problem with the church in the modern day. The church in the modern day, you know why everything's pointed up there? Because they think everything surrounds him. And it does in preaching the Word of God, but it don't in the body. And that's why I say that. You're as important as I am.
Yes, sir.
Get one of your fingers cut off and see if it ain't important to you. Everybody's in this church. Everybody's a member of this church. And I'm not talking about joining a church in front of it. I'm talking about being placed in this local body that functions by the Spirit, as you taught. Daniel said, thank God there wasn't nobody saying, Daniel, I wouldn't take that. No, what nobody's saying that. There wasn't nobody even around. Them other boys, who knows where they is at? Amen. But I'm telling you what, Daniel, thank God, said, yeah, man, they said you can't pray. He said, if you pray, he knew it was signed, but he still thanked God done what he done all the time. Glory to God. That's where the victory's at, folks. Victory in this day, that's where it's at. Read it for yourself. That's where it's at. Amen. Amen. If I got thrown in jail, I hope you'd come up and see me. Maybe raise enough bond money to get me out. Might not, God might not want me out. We've lived on Easy Street. I thank God for it, but I'm just being honest. We ain't suffering for Jesus. No. You know, we might have people get mad at us once in a while what we say, or they didn't like what we did. I used to have a whole lot longer line of people that didn't like me. It's cut short now. Amen. As far as I know. Amen. Jesus said, beware when all men speak well of you. May the Lord ask blessing to the Word of God. Let's stand. Thank you for coming. Remember, look at the meeting tonight on the internet if you got time. Pray for us. And if you need to pray, if you got...
This morning.
Lord, we thank you for being with us, your people. Thank you for instructing us and teaching us, Lord. Thank you for the good encouragement of our heart. Lord, we want to pray one more time for those that's going through sickness, physical battles, Lord. God, we ask you, God, one more time, put your good hand on them. Do that what only you can with your healing power, Lord. Raise them up. God, for your own glory, Father, we pray, God, for sinners, Lord. Those that we love, those, God, that we know that's without God. Father, we ask you that you might show them grace, Lord. God, that you might birth them in the family of God, that they know that peace, that witness, that change, Lord, in their life, in nature, that we know. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you bestowed upon the church. God, thank you for the privilege, God, for trusting us, Lord, giving us so many opportunities, Lord, to get the Word of God out. Father, I pray, God, you continue to help us, Lord, and make it profitable. God, I pray, God, the desire to stay strong in our hearts and want to serve you. God, I pray for Brother Hyde as he travels this week from Brother Stank. God, may the Word of God just preached be effectual, Lord. I pray, God, you help that church. God, those people that will attend. God, I pray, God, you give us mercy, Lord, as we go our way. And God, help us to be faithful to you and you alone. And we'll thank you. Praise you for all that you do in Jesus' holy name.